When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
North Korea is a country that's riddled with inefficiencies, all in the name of making the country appear like a prosperous and powerful nation. And it's the people that this duty falls on. From stone polishers to puddle sweepers, let's take a look at some of the useless jobs that exist in North Korea.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
Before we dive into this sack of corruption, let's find out a bit more about why North Korea is so determined to appear powerful to the rest of the world. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea, more commonly known as North Korea, couldn't be further from a real democracy if it tried. A communist dictatorship at heart, the party's ideologies of communism have wreaked havoc on its people for decades. Collectivized farms have often led to economically mismanaged food shortages, and corruption is rife within the country's elite. So while the poor starve on meager rations, the supreme leader has reportedly suffered ankle fractures because he's gotten too fat off imported cheese. To maintain control and ensure the country keeps working, the government designates its citizens jobs at the age of 16, which are lifelong careers. No promotions, no pay rises, and with no retirement age, you work until you die. But some of these jobs are designed purely to make the country look better on the outside, despite the enormous cracks clearly showing to the rest of the world. So if you're not in the 8.9 million strong military, which makes up about a third of the total population, what are some of the most useless jobs you can be forced to do for the rest of your life? First up, street sweepers. With an average per capita income of just $1,000 a year, most North Koreans are extremely poor. This makes things like cars, motorcycles, and even bicycles incredibly hard to come by. So the streets of the capital city, Pyongyang, are eerily silent despite having been built so large and wide as a display of prosperity and power. With the streets built to accommodate a lot more traffic than there is, they're usually quiet and clean. But what if your lifelong job was to be a designated street cleaner? Do you just continue to clean the already spotless roads regardless? Well, yes. Secret footage taken in 2010 shows that, without anything better, cleanup squads were attempting to brush away the puddles from the sides of the roads in Pyongyang. Since when were puddles considered unsightly? That is, unless North Korea doesn't want us to think it relies on anything, not even rain. North Korea gets an average of around 4,000 to 6,000 Western tourists a year, less than 0.02% of London's tourist footfall in 2018, and 0.007% in contrast to New York. With so few people visiting, how do you make important places of culture look like they're popular? Well, if you're part of North Korea's Victorious War Museum, it appears you have a dedicated stone cleaner. From secret footage from 2010, reporters found a poor lady scrubbing pathway stones in the museum courtyard. It seems it's considered unsightly to have dirt build up on stones, indicating no one has visited for a while. She was quickly escorted away from the tourist's prying eyes. North Korea's front of perfection can't be ruined by the idea that most of its country is unbelievably poor. So poor that cleaning rocks for a living is a government-mandated job. In the northernmost areas of North Korea lies Chungjin, the place where Kim Jong-il, the Eternal General Secretary of the Party, was born. I promise I'm not making these names up. It's a place designed to be celebrated with large murals honoring the dead deer leader, but is usually off limits. Not just to tourists, but to locals alike, seeing as the snow is so dense and dangerous and vehicles are rarely equipped to deal with the conditions. But even here, large monuments and paths are kept clear at all times of the year. Not by gritters or snowplows, but by hand. The job of snow cleaners once again falls to the poor, who continue to work in the harsh weather even when there are no visitors. Shoveling your driveway doesn't seem so bad now, does it? Another useless job is being a member of the political opposition. Did you know North Korea holds legitimate elections every 5 years? No joke. Every half decade, the citizens of the Hermit Kingdom are allowed to vote back in their current party, the Workers' Party of Korea, or vote against them. Except it's mandatory. And while voting for the current ruling party is done by a secret ballot, voting against them is done in a separate ballot box, without secrecy. Your name and information are forfeit for voting against the party of the respected comrade who is identical to Supreme Commander Kim Jong-il. Yeah, that's a genuine title Kim Jong-un holds. Previous parties that have run against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea include the Korea Buddhist Federation, the Democratic Independent Party, the Laboring People's Party, and the Gonmin People's Party. To clarify, none of them seem to have won any seats in the last 48 years. Almost every election under the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is reported to have a turnout rate of 99% or higher, with an approval rating for the party of 100%. It's almost as if these political parties are left running for show to demonstrate just how tight the WPK's political grip currently is. So in theory, you could try to run against current leader Kim Jong-un. Just depends on how much you value your life.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, in most societies, beautiful women have the world at their feet. They can be actresses, CEOs, models, entrepreneurs, but in North Korea, they get to be traffic ladies. These weirdly iconic women have to meet three main requirements. They must be single, beautiful, and tall. There are about 300 of them, in truth, and they're designed to be in front of Pyongyang to maintain a perfect-looking society. There are even rumors that these beauties are hand-picked for their job by the deer leader himself. But remember how before we mentioned that there weren't huge amounts of traffic around? Well, these women are instructed to carry on regardless. It's like the Macarena gone mad in the middle of an empty road. On top of this, once they reach the age of 26 or are married, they're relieved of duty. It's a declining profession as they're losing out to the introduction of traffic lights. You know, like the rest of the world. Better 90 years late than never, I guess. The fashion police are real, and they live in North Korea. Yeah! In a country where it's a priority to quash all foreign influences, fashion comes in high on the list. The Kim Il-sungist, Kim Jong-ilist Youth League make it their duty to ensure that their comrades are maintaining ideological purity and play a role in making sure the youth of North Korea are kept from rebelling or opposing their glorious general, who descended from heaven. Yep, that title is real too. So, how do they do this? They critique street fashion, deviating from dark suits and flat shoes or anything too decorative or unusual could be considered foreign influence, and can be punished by a stint in a labor camp. But here's a thought, if your entire regime can be broken by a miniskirt, maybe you need a new regime. In North Korea's constitution, it promises a right to faith. But officially, North Korea is an atheist state. Defectors claim that the promise of this right is mainly for show, with persecution and severe punishments for practicing religions such as Christianity outside of state-controlled churches. Anything that would divert the people's full attention, respect, and worship for the party or its highest incarnation of the revolutionary comradeship can be judged as a religious coup d'etat. If that's the case, how would you get by being a priest? Or any kind of religious figurehead for that matter? Well, usually, you don't. In Pyongyang, there are a total of 4 churches: Christian, Protestant, Catholic, and Russian Orthodox. In a city of similar size such as Lisbon, there are over 19 churches. Or take Geneva with 18 churches. With everyone indoctrinated since birth to treat the Kim family as near godlike figures, what use is there for religion? In 2015, outstanding leader of the party, army, and people, Kim Jong-un, seriously, what's wrong with just president, ordered a ban on music. House-to-house searches were put into place, not just in the search of foreign jams, but local tunes as well. CDs and cassettes were incinerated if found to contain newly prohibited material. Why? Concern arose within the party that certain lyrics could motivate dissent. Musicians and their music must be given state authorization to be distributed to the masses, making musicians almost irrelevant within the country's confines. But it's not as if they were being paid royalties anyway. To date, around 15 civilian bands are authorized by the state, but there's no guarantee they won't be censored in the future. And lastly, the useless job of mosaic board holder.
What?
Let me explain. Most of the world has become enamored with augmented reality features at their sporting events. South Korea in particular used this stunning technology in Pyeongchang's Olympic opening ceremony to show a map of constellations, as well as bringing dragons into their baseball games. But just a stone's throw away in North Korea, well, it's a little more of a hands-on experience. Literally. At the Arirang Mass Games, there's a wide range of human sports and acrobatics performed, but if you take a close look at their impressive mosaic, you'll notice that it's not a giant screen. Those are people. Human pixels, if you will. Acting each as one piece of an ever-changing puzzle, the 10,000 citizens here aren't doing this for a paycheck. It's an example of volunteers showing commitment to their party and hoping to get in the state's good books. Why bother with a Jumbotron? Phew, after all that, I'm definitely never complaining about my job again. If you enjoyed this episode, you might want to check out our other episodes about North Korea. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.